You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Tuesday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason. Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming is with us now to look at the forecast. Don, I woke up to gray skies earlier this morning, though I suspect things will stay open enough for farmers to be in the field for maybe another day and a half or so. What happens then?
Well, after that, we definitely need to be ready for quite a bit of a change. There's a vigorous system that's going to be coming into the Midwest and Corn Belt. We're going to see the first wave of shower and thunderstorm activity developing as we get into overnight tonight and into tomorrow morning across portions of Nebraska, the Dakotas, and Nebraska's eastern plains, into eastern Kansas and Iowa, Missouri. And then we're going to see showers and thunderstorms break out all across the Corn Belt Midwest during the day Friday and into Saturday. Then behind that, you're going to feel a little chill in the air. Some much colder temperatures are going to come in behind this low as we get into the start of the weekend. Now, that colder air will be drier air, and we'll be able to have an opportunity to dry a little bit from this rain, but certainly a shot of wet than a shot of cool.
Is that kind of like it's hot, but it's a dry heat, so it's not so bad? It's cold, but it's...
The precipitation will move along at a fairly good clip. We're not expected to sit over one area, but I tell you, the history of this pattern, at least out west, has been remarkable with rains. There were portions of western Nebraska in the last 2 days that have picked up over 6 inches of rainfall from the system. So it's a wet one. I don't see amounts that is high in the Corn Belt or Midwest, but certainly it's going to get wet.
All right, so our daytime highs are going to be much more like it is today, actually, here. We're all headed to, something like 69 or 70, and Saturday's not even going to get that warm.
What? No, not at all. In fact, you could probably take 15 to 20 degrees off some of those high temperatures in some areas by the weekend. Now, we do see by early next week another warm-up, and we do see temperatures moderating some and probably good conditions to get back out into the fields again. But over this next week or so, we're going to get reminders from Mother Nature that seasons are changing.
In fact, it is that time of year, not only here, but in the southern hemisphere as well. And they are moving from colder weather to warmer weather, which means planters should be rolling. What do you see there?
Well, yeah, right now I see... planting progress in Brazil being really unimpeded. It looks a little bit on the dry side there. Argentina looks to be the area that's got some rain chances, especially here in the next week.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us for the day.
Thanks, Todd.
That, of course, is Don Day with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us here each and every Tuesday afternoon on the Closing Market Report. You can hear us again on our website at willag.org. More importantly, you can see that website on your smartphone, so if you happen to be in the field, it all works really well, too. And if you go there now, you can listen to Daryl Good again. Just scroll down, and you'll find a way to listen to what Daryl had to say about the grain stocks report. If you missed it during the report this afternoon because you were dumping corn or soybeans or busy otherwise, you can always go back and catch that. You can always catch it on my Twitter feed as well. That's at Commodity Week. Again, that's at Commodity Week. One other item, an opportunity for you to come and see all of the analysts. That's November the 24th for our Farm Assets Conference. Call this number now for $25, 800-898-1065. I'm Todd Gleason.